sold. Get loud. Be proud. Sink or swim. What's it gonna be? You've tuned into the Human Food Factor Show. A proactive viewpoint about where we are headed, who is taking us there, and why. Here's your host, Howard Axtell.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When
that's right, what you gonna do when they come for you? You're gonna get out
my little horn.
You're gonna get out there with your bullhorn, and you're gonna honk your car horn and let off with the bullhorn. We've got company, folks. Help. We still got you there, Jim?
Oh, I think so.
Well, I do believe. We got a really good connection. You have a resonant voice, my friend. Hey, this is Howard Axtell, Ron Lewis, and Jim Lavelle coming at you over the Republic Broadcasting Network on the Human Food Factor Show. We're being broadcast worldwide, folks. We get calls and emails from Ireland, Australia, England, Canada, all over the United States. Folks, you can call in here. This is a caller forum. This is a plan. This is an avenue to becoming self-sufficient. We're here to help. We're not just a bunch of talking heads. We get people. We've had scientists on the show. We've had people that...
old farmers with really, really good ideas.
Yeah, old farmers with great ideas, as a matter of fact.
I still ain't got my, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, no kidding. We got a whole lot of things we can do. The trick is to be able to do what needs to be done as inexpensively as possible, yep, because we don't have money falling out our pockets anymore. Times are not what they used to be. Everybody has this thing of imminent doom because everything that is going on is, frankly, unsustainable, which is a new popular word since this administration in particular.
Yeah.
Unsustainability. The financial system is unsustainable because 90% of the money doesn't exist. It never did. It's being used to create debt, but the money has no backing whatsoever. And I know I could get Jim started on that, and we'd have a full hour of that going. We're going to go back to communications, folks. Jim is a shortwave expert. He has been doing it for years. He comes from a family that was a highly professional family in the scientific community.
Geeks.
And my dad was an eccentric. We didn't have a TV either, and we could have. We had a Halliburton radio instead of a telephone.
Helicrafters, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, helicrafters.
Yeah, obviously it's been a long time.
A long time. I've got two of them still.
Man, when I moved out, when I was 17 or 18 years old, my sister bought them their first TV.
Oh.
Kind of force-fed them. But anyway, Jim, go ahead. Moving right along, man.
Okay, I'll give a little bit of background just for the fun of it. Yeah, my parents were two super geeks. My dad was new to the Chiefs of Staff during World War II. He wrote the manuals for ground school for our pilots under a pen name. You didn't want your name under it. After he did that, he got compartmentalized into the Manhattan Project. He and another scientist, and he had a degree in chemistry. He really was a world-class chemist, and that isn't really bragging. Truth is truth. And they were trying to figure out how to separate out heavy hydrogen from regular hydrogen using chemistry. He failed at that. But his boss and he and the other fellow working were figuring out, oh, my God, we're working on an atom bomb. This isn't right. So his boss went to the Pentagon and says, Pentagon boys, as he introduced, says, this isn't right. We don't know if we blow up one of these things, we'll take out the whole world. America needs to know about that. The axe murdered him that night in his sleep. I've seen the photos. It's horrid. You wouldn't believe it. They put him on his bed, gagged him, and axe murdered him. And I saw the newspaper headlines. Top U.S. scientist murdered by Nazi sympathizers.
Yeah,
you better believe my dad kept his damn mouth shut. Excuse my French.
We're going to a break. This is our short one. Folks, call in 1-800-313. We'll be 9443. Sorry about that. And we'll continue on with Jim Lavelle from West Virginia just in a moment after the break. Thanks for listening.
At As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Looking for answers? You're tuned in to the right place. The Human Food Factor Show with your radio god, Howard Axtell.
All righty, we're back again on the Human Food Factor Show. We're talking with Jim Lavelle from West Virginia, and he is cluing us into his knowledge. Actually, he was talking about his background.
Well, I wanted to touch on it so you'd know why I know what I know. And everything my parents told me was very, very simple. They made me read a bunch of real history and real economics, including Wealth of Nations. And when you see, one simple truth can expose countless lies. But okay. I've never said anything complex or complicated to people because it is simple. The lies are complex. But enough about me. But I just thought I would let people know I have no special inside intel. I don't have connections in Wall Street or Washington, D.C. My dad did. And all I'm saying is that once you see the simple truth, it'll expose all these lies. Like, for instance, my parents explained to me, hey, the Federal Reserve Company is a counterfeiting agency. Oh, okay. but it's real simple. So when we're educating people, it'll be a whole lot easier. Let's go back to communications, okay, where we started out. But basically, here's what I'm trying to tell you about all these different things. You may find this information fantastic, amazing if you're a new listener, but it's all very, very simple. It's all about doing the next right thing is what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to respond. Okay, we talked about bullhorns. We talked about horns. We talked about getting together with neighbors, a message board of some sort, some place where you can stick notices so somebody can pull into the neighborhood and find out what's going on. We don't know whether there will be checkpoints or not. I'm involved with a group of people who are the American militia, lawful, peaceful, transparent militia who work with sheriffs. Okay, well-regulated militia, and I'm not going to run around the woods and shoot stuff. I'm 61. I'm too lazy to do that. But there is a whole lot of people. There are a whole lot of people inside our system. Whenever a nation comes apart like that, there is a schism within each and every agency, those who are for the system, those who realize it cannot be sustained. So there is a whole lot of activity going on which we can't see, and there are a lot of good people in government. There are a lot of good people everywhere who are working together to try to keep the grid on. Okay, I will say that much. Now, back to communications. Okay, we've talked about bullhorns. We talked about communications insofar as message boards, watching
neighborhood stuff.
Neighborhood stuff. Now, you can go to, now there's all kinds of, okay, we'll bring up radios. I said, think about how you're going to power the silly things. Now, for instance, that little catalog I spoke of, the Backwoods catalog, it had battery charges which run off of 12 and 24 volts. So you can get rechargeable batteries to put in radios. You can get little handy talkies from Walmart. As long as they all talk on the same frequency, you got it made. Now, there is the multiple MURS. I was a little confused. I looked it up again. Multi-user radio service. You can, and I'll give you some catalogs and information on how you can get hold of these. But you need at least a half a dozen of them in a neighborhood, for instance. One for guy, one in the street, one for the guy at the other end of the street. One at a base station, somebody wherever Communication Central is. And I'll talk about Communication Central a little bit more.
You're talking about walkie-talkies, I gather, right?
Yeah, little handheld things that have a small range. And
I just ordered a new set today, a second set.
And they always overstate their range. It depends on the terrain.
Right.
If you're in a hilly part of the world like I am, forget the other side of the hill.
Yeah, same here.
All right. So, you know, just understand that they always overstate their range. That's under ideal conditions. But they need to talk with each other, 3, 4, 5, 6 at least. Now, everybody's familiar with CB, who's an old booger like me. But the CB bands, I almost guarantee you will be slammed. Okay? So I don't know that you want Citizens Band. Now, there's some VHF, very, very high frequency, what that stands for, is VHF CB radios. I can't remember frequencies off the top of my head. 154.570 is one of them. But there are these which will have a little better range. But if you're talking about a local neighborhood, you're talking about just enough communication so one guy knows what the other's going on and somebody knows something else. So that is a situation where the radios have to be able to talk to each other. You have to have power for them. Now, it's great if you have a radio that runs on 12 volts because if nothing else, as long as you have gas, you can fire up, you can run up your car battery. So just keep in mind, you have to get together and say, okay, we can buy, I guess you can buy a half dozen radios for probably $100, $150, inexpensive walkie-talkies. The biggest problem is the power supply, so you got to keep them charged up somehow. That's number one, because your most important information is who's at the front door. You go to the door with a gun, okay? And who's across the street? And this is a situation where you can put your communication together, network together like that. Now, the other aspect, and I'm going to bring in ham radio into this. My call sign was Alpha Bravo 8 Papa X-Ray. I've applied twice to be reinstated, but I don't know if the U.S. Postal Service, a private corporation, stopped the mail or whether the FCC just took my applications and took cash in one case and one check in another case and just disappeared into the trash. I don't know because the Postal Service is a private corporation. They can do anything they dang well please. If they say it's undeliverable, it's undeliverable. But bottom line is, yeah, I've been involved with this a long time. Rewind. My dad turned me on to shortwave radio when I was 10. I made a Heathkit radio and soldering and this, that, and the other, and I said, oh, wow. So we fired up a 1930s Arvin radio. And I have shortwave radios from the 30s on up through my newest one is probably early 90s. And the newest one is a ham rig, too. But it's been around forever. I know that these radios, I'm looking at old Silvertone and old Zenith out of the 30s, and I know that you could hear Hitler's voice over that in real life. This is something the mainstream has suppressed. If you've seen old movies where you say somebody's on a ship in the middle of nowhere saying, Mayday, 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 which is actually Maidier, 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 which is, help me, from French. But that's long haul. Now, I'm going to talk about regional, then we'll touch on the long haul. But the shortwave is a miracle from God. I have copied call signs and code from all over the world. I'm not a big code operator, CW code, Morse code, but it is a miracle. The propagation comes and goes, but let's get back to your county. Okay, if you, There is, let me see if I can get my hot little hands on it. There is a repeaters, yeah, there is, ARRL, American Radio Relay League, has a repeater handbook. And with that, you'll find bunches and bunches of repeaters. Now, a repeater is a super-duper simple, neat machine. I didn't say it was cheap. Okay. It listens at one frequency and instantly retransmits at another frequency. So you talk to its ears, and it talks out its mouth a different frequency. Like, I can sit here. I'm 20 miles, 25 miles from Spencer, West Virginia, and my real name is Jim Lovell. This is how most people pronounce it, but it's not a big deal. But I can take a 5-watt HT handheld transceiver, to use a slang, and I can hit the Spencer, West Virginia repeater and transmits all over the county, actually several counties, depending upon how high up you are, etc. But it's like the police system works. It listens at one, transmits out at another. And with this, you can take a little bitty radio. We had floods in West Virginia in the 80s. I went to on top of a mountain. I stayed in a van, which guy had a ham radio guy, all kinds of equipment. We talked to everybody on the VHF, very high frequencies, 2-meter band, 144 to 148 megacycles, megahertz, same difference. And I would actually sit there and take, if they had to communicate back to Charleston, West Virginia, or whatever, across the state, a guy would talk on his 2-meter radio, and I'd hold that radio right up to the microphone, hit the push-to-talk switch, and go all over the state on 100 watts. So
no
there's
kidding.
All kinds of ingenious things. I call myself a two-fisted ham repeater because they'd be talking from the valley about information, and it had to go out to the state on 40 or 80 meters long-haul rigs, and I'd sit there. And then when the state had to talk back to them, I would sit there and oops, okay, I'm going to squeeze this button and hold that one open to tell the folks down in the valley what was going on. But the 2-meter ham band is gorgeous. It's very popular. You can go get hold of information about repeaters in your area. You can have, if you have a what they used to call a police scanner, I guess they still do that, you can sit there and scan from 145 to 148 megacycles, megahertz, whatever. And when the stuff starts hitting the fan, you'll hear the repeaters. They'll make a little noise every time they turn on and turn off. You'll recognize it. But 2 meters is the most popular band in amateur radio. The technician's license, and I'm not a big fan of licensing, but licensing did not mess up the amateur bands. It helped straighten them out. There's no corruption, no real money in the ham bands, but that is a band of frequencies. Now, I'm going to repeat some websites where you can learn about amateur radio, because once you get past the neighborhood level, you're talking ham radio. Okay, www.arrl.org stands for American Radio Relay League, or ARRL.org. There's another one, www.eham.net, EHAM.net. And there's another, these are three of my favorites. And the other one is QRZ.com, QRZ.com. Now, they're kind of like index sites. In other words, they open up a whole world where you can look at it. There's ham satellites, there's ham Earth, Moon, Earth, blah, blah. But it will tell you about, it will lead you into that world. Another suggestion, if you have a Barnes & Noble or bookstore somewhere, find out if they have ham magazines. You can only have a couple, three of them. QST, which is code for calling all amateurs, is put out the RRL, and a couple of others. But grab hold of them, and when you go between the pages, you see, when you're looking on the net, you got to know what you're looking for. If you get a ham magazines, you will see all kinds of stuff that you didn't know exists. So you don't have to know what you're looking for. Get some ham radio magazines, and that will open it up. Now, the transceiver is like $100, $150 a pop. Diane's, and she's KC8VAF, because so they didn't want to redo hers either. We have a little handheld rigmarole here, and then we can charge on 12 volts, and that's her little 5-watt HT. Mine is about the size of a small brick, and older than dirt, is probably 30 years old. Still works. And is the 2 VHF, but look into the 2-meter ham band and 2-meter repeaters. Now, what it boils down to is, ooh, I hear the music. Yeah.
Yep, we're going to go to break, folks. We'll be back right after the break. Call in 1-800-313-9443.
Thank you. fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Back to Connecting the Dots, the Human Food Factor Show, with your host, Howard Axtell.
Let's go!
Ooga booga! Here we are again, folks, on the Human Food Factor Show. Howard Axtell, that's me, and...
Ron Lewis, that's me.
And... Where'd you go, Jim? We've got Jim LaVelle on...
Level, whatever. I don't care.
Mr. Level, I presume.
I believe it or not, I'm related to the astronaut, but that's just neither here nor there.
Well, hey, welcome back to the show, man. We're talking about communications, folks. We're talking about at the neighborhood level. You need to know who your people are around you. You need to know them. Drop all your differences, just whether you like them or not. And I can certainly relate because I got a few around here that are missing too many teeth for my liking. But interesting folk, you might say. And, of course, they probably make moonshine, too. Huh?
That's nasty.
You never know. We're in the hills of Tennessee. Anything's possible. In any event, you need to know your neighbors. You need to know who your neighbors are and get a good read on them. And you need to talk about, hey, you know, if it gets heavy duty, we need to be prepared to communicate with each other. We need to already talk. We need to talk about, you know, we're liable to get hungry, you know, for one thing. And, we were just talking about this, you know, you get these radios that we're talking about now, Jim, and being able to keep these 12-volt systems charged up, you know, smaller, it wouldn't take a whole heck of a lot. But if you're talking in the middle of the wintertime, you know, you may be talking some yeah, or something. You know, solar will still work.
Low power.
It really depends on your environment, where you're at and whatnot. But it doesn't take a heck of a lot to run a little trickle charger.
Bingo.
Not a lot at all. And that's something you folks out there may need to think about. I know I am. Ron was talking about Duracell's come out with a new battery that's got a guaranteed 10-year shelf life, which would be interesting to prove. But in any event, that's a situation that a lot of us have had, where you buy two big, huge boxes of batteries and you pop them in, and half of them are good and half of them don't. They last 5 minutes. It's because of that shelf life. But I don't know. That's been erodible in my system. I've pretty much run myself out and kind of exhausted that part of my stash. And because of the fact you don't know if they're any good or not, so you got to buy in large volume, and they're expensive. You know, and Duracell by far is the best. But if you're dealing with battery-operated equipment, which we all are, I mean, if the grid goes down, we're talking everything from computers, lights, refrigerator, you're talking radios, you're talking, anything. You're talking hand crank radios. I've got four or five of them. Just, you know, some of them are powered three ways. You can plug them in. They got a little solar panel on them. You set them out in the sun, that'll charge them up. They got a hand crank on them. You can crank them up and you can listen to what's going on, you know, provided there's anyone out there broadcasting. And, well, you know who will be out there broadcasting, because they will take over. They, using the term loosely, will have a loose grip on the, or probably a pretty tight
grip. They'll have a tight grip on communications.
Yeah, on communications. You'll hear what they want you to hear.
Forget AM, FM, radio. You know, hey, forget it, folks, unless the station owners rebel, and I doubt that's going to happen very often.
Yeah, you got that right. So basically, it boils down to person to person communications. I mean, we're talking ham radio, without a doubt.
Let me mesh the neighborhood into the regional.
Okay,
let me weave them together. Okay, now ham radio, whether it's local, regional, countywide, 2 meter stuff, or long haul, what's going on the other side of the world. There are people in your neighborhood, which you're probably not aware of, and it doesn't have... Look, I have... the only thing, reason you can tell that I'm a ham radio operator is got 500 feet of wire very carefully strung through the woods. And that's my long haul, and I do have a Yagi up on top of a 10-foot tower. No biggie deal. It's 2 meters. But they won't necessarily have big ham... their house won't be an antenna farm. But if you go to QRZ.com, QRZ.com, or any of the other places which have an FCC... call sign database search device, you can poke in your neighborhood, your area, your county, or whatever. I don't remember all the different search parameters, but you can find out who the hams are.
Yeah.
Now, if you have somebody in your neighborhood who is a ham, whether it's the 2 meter regional or the long haul crazies like yours truly, you put that person into your network, and he may become communication central.
Yeah, your best friend. No
yeah,
kidding.
Exactly. So a lot of the ham radio guys are preppers. And weekend in June every year, they have what's called ARRL, Field Day, where these guys go out in, bright early in the morning, and they set up these towers and antennas and string wires through the woods and fire up generators and all kinds of stuff. And they try to compete to find out how many contacts they can make worldwide on anything but commercial power. So a lot of them are preppers, some more or less. But you need to find out where your ham radio guys are in your area. And I'm going to tell you something else, too.
What was that website again? That's
QRZ.com.
QRZ.com. Okay, and you can get up there and you can plug in your neighborhood or your address and see who's close.
Bingo.
I got you. Well, it looks like we're going to another short break already. We got a caller we'd like to bring on here after the break. Call in, folks, 1-800-313-9443. We've had a lot of emails concerning this subject, and hopefully we'll have more callers as well. Talk to you after the break. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Human Food Factor Show. If you don't care about freedom in America, you don't belong here. Back to the man with the mic, Howard Axtell.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday, you got my love.
Hello, folks, we're back again for the rest of our show on the Human Food Factor Show. We're having a ball today on this Saturday afternoon. We are talking to Mark Lavelle. No, Jim, that's Louisville.
Jim Lovell.
I'll answer anything.
sorry about that, Jim.
I have one of those names too. It has a number of remarkable ways it can be pronounced. But
call me anything.
But anyway, we're talking about communications, folks, and with no further ado, we'll switch right over to Jim.
You have a caller.
We've got a caller here.
Yeah.
Got Rodney from Illinois. Rodney,
like,
welcome to the show. Hello, Rodney.
Jim.
Yes, sir.
I have a 2-meter and a 10-meter radio, but you may not find this any surprise. I don't know how to use either one of them.
Ooh.
But what I do have is FM transmitters. And okay. I'm a rebroadcaster of this very program.
Good.
It's going out. Now, if I were you with the skill and the wherewithal to receive and transmit vital information in the scenarios of which we're talking about, I would want you to have an FM transmitter so that you could broadcast. Now, you guys mentioned, well, what if the commercial broadcasters are no longer friendly? Well, you don't have to depend on them. I mean, you can you can turn around and put out whatever information you receive from across the country or the other side of the world, and you can put it out locally with some very inexpensive quality.
I'm so glad you called in, because I want to delve into it, but I didn't know enough about it to make a fool of myself on air. Tell us where you got this silly thing and how it works and how you set it up and how you power it. This is wonderful. I wanted to look into it, but I said, geez, I don't want to make a fool of myself.
Well,
that's easy to do.
I took a cue from a friend of mine who had a small FM transmitter that was made in Italy that he's had for years and years. And I said, well, I want one of those because, I get RBN over satellite, and I like to listen to RBN and didn't have the bandwidth on my internet card to support my RBN habit. So I got the satellite, and then I got a hold of a 15-watt transmitter. I found a military spec FM antenna.
Wow.
And with some good quality cable for around $450, I was in business.
Oh,
now,
you're good.
These transmitters, I thought, well, shoot, I need to spread the word. So I started buying up FM transmitters off of eBay. I got about 10 of them just to test them to see what they would do, if they did what they said they would do. And after testing about 10 of them, I came up with one. Well, it was actually my very first one. It was the manufacturer is named Hilly, and, of course, it's made in China.
How do you spell it?
That's Hlly.
Ooh.
If you just do an eBay search, you can find them.
Oh. Glad somebody knows.
If you just do FM transmitter on eBay, you can find them. And
wow.
I've actually purchased them online from China. Had them delivered here. This is a very slow boat. I've had some that are damaged. Some that didn't work. I had to send them back. It's you'll find out what customs and return shipping to China is if you get one of those. But I've had them sent directly to a missionary down in Mexico, and the missionary, after about 5 weeks of waiting to find out if this thing would show up, he said, "My God, it showed up." And it wasn't stolen. Everything was there.
Wow, wasn't stolen.
And you know what's strange about it is this FM transmitter kit, it came with a little quarter wave antenna.
Yep.
They offer them on eBay for $150.
Well, you can do
free shipping. Free shipping anywhere in the world. I was going to send him one of my extras. You know what UPS is going to charge me? Send it from Illinois to Mexico, $150 just for shipping. That's why I turned around and I just bought one from the guys in China and said, well, send it to my buddy down there in Mexico. Free shipping.
My suggestion is this, all jokes aside, because a lot of people do have AM, FM radios which run on batteries. And once again, this was an area I chose not to delve into because I didn't know enough about it. If you were a prepper, and I'm sure you are, would you set one of these up in your neighborhood, and what would you hook to it? You can get a PA amplifier and use it as a mixer to broadcast things, but these things
are quite. I mean, I didn't realize it, and I really have a hard time explaining to people what you can do with these because it takes a little bit of imagination.
Yeah.
But I take the feed. What I do is take the feed off of my satellite dish. It's just a little stereo jack with the male end on both ends. You plug it right in and choose a frequency, and out it goes.
Well, you could also.
They are 12 volt.
Yeah.
Now
they
come with a power supply. Of course, but I have used them out of my truck on the job site.
Yeah. Well,
and
you could put one of those in your neighborhood, very simply, and use it as a communication central where the ham radio operator is. It's for everybody else. I am so thankful for
callers. They have a microphone jack. You can use your you've got probably a drawer full of $10 computer microphones.
Yep.
As long as it's got a stereo jack, you can plug them right in there, and you are the broadcaster.
Bingo. Boy, I'm so glad you called in. Oh, I am so thankful because I didn't know enough about it. I saw my eyes had better not open my mouth.
So actually, you're broadcasting on an FM band then.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So
micro
you could
FM.
pick that up on any of these cheap little radios with the cranks on them or the solar panels. And
now, here, let me get to another critical point. I have received my signal 14.2 miles away with like 98% quality in my late model Chevy truck.
Yep.
Wow.
Which is a good receiver. Now, yep. I typically carry around my home and sleep with it underneath my pillow to keep my wife awake at night when I'm listening to you guys late night. A little, $15 Radio Shack receiver. Now, this thing will peter out about a half a mile from home. Then I have to pull the antenna out, and about a mile and a half, it'll peter out. So we're only talking 15 watts, and the receiver is a very vital component to the making this thing work.
And the higher the antenna, the better. I know that at VHF. The higher the antenna, the better.
Now, for a shameless plug,
please.
Like I said, I bought a bunch of these. I started testing them. I put together what I thought was a good quality package for the money, and I started up a website. I thought I was going to flood the Patriot community with the micro stations.
Transmitters,
well,
right?
And it didn't work.
Okay.
I started out with 25 units. I've still got six, and it's taken me a year and a half, almost 2 years, to convince that many people that they ought to have them.
But you've helped people.
You have helped people. You have helped people. How about so do you have a website, you say?
I do.
And what is that?
It's a mouthful, but it's three words. Castle Broadcasting Systems.
Broadcasting.com.
That's castle as in the medieval fortress.
Broadcasting.
Broadcasting. Systems.com. And if you just read my about link, it's a little longer version of what I just told you guys about how I got into it and why this antenna is good quality. And the guy I get the antennas from, they're made in Japan. I asked him, how many of these do you sell a year? And he said about 700. And he said, by the way, the military buys half of them.
No kidding. I'll tell you what, my friend. This is really good stuff.
Put a link on your website.
I think probably you may have just sold everything you have.
I will call you back and I will sing your praises, but I really doubt it.
We're gonna get a hold of you because we need to pick your brain some more. This is information we need to get to the public. This is neighborhood substance right here. Mm-hmm. This is self-sufficiency at its best. This is what calling in is all about, folks.
Yes.
Rodney, thank you. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, if Jim, I do have a secure contact link on the website. If Jim would like to get a hold of me, I'd be more than happy to give you my phone number. We could talk.
I'll go ahead and let my phone number out on the air. Now, this is crazy, but we got our backs to the walls at this point. It's 304-927-4728, 304-927-4728. And I'm in Eastern time zone. A lot of times I'm not up and about until about 10 or 11. But yeah, dead seriously, we don't have time for worrying about a lot of things. This is backs to the wall, folks.
Yep, this is very, very true.
We're running out of time. I can help anybody I can help. But, Rod, the main thing is you help people. That's your real reward in your heart. Okay? You know that.
Yeah, well, I just want to... I mean, do you know what it's like to be able to leave home and listen to RBN on your own car radio?
You'll teach a lot.
That's pretty cool.
It's just a matter of put out the word, and when commercial radio is obviously not your friend anymore. Well, where are you gonna get it? Well, that's
just it. You know, the problem that we have is for people like myself. Ron, of course, grew up with it. Jim Lavelle grew up with it. And I'm sitting here going, okay, we're talking Blivets and Microchizits, and I know nothing about them, and I need to know. So this is something I have to get into for my neighborhood because we're not covered at all. And we've got three roads leading to a dead-end road, and I'm at the end of the dead-end road, and I don't like it. It's a little nerve-wracking sitting here all by myself and not being able to communicate with anybody. And I'm not the only one. I know there's about 50 million people out there in exactly the same situation, or more appropriately, maybe even 250 million people out there that are unable to connect. Very important stuff. Thank you very much, Rodney. Appreciate
you.
You will be hearing from us.
Okay, let me snap into something entirely different. I'm going to have a radio here where these guys are talking. This is long haul.
Roger, 87 Charlie Hotel Lima. I don't see anybody else on the list. yourself back to net.
Now, listen to me very carefully. The first part you heard was single sideband. I went to AM. It sounded like a bunch of noise. The second was single sideband again. If you're going to listen to long haul, you need a single sideband receiver to listen to hams. I want to see if this will do it again. They're talking to okay.
Do we have any additional check-in? Please come ahead and come down.
So if you're listening to regular shortwave radio, you may just hear noise. But when you hit the single sideband button, you'll find those little signals are hiding in the noise.
It's all about, dude.
Single sideband. I see. I got you.
So let's segue into long haul. At one time when I was a young man, a long time ago, about four ice ages ago, a lot of different countries, which were not under Bankster control, said things about the United States, and I didn't believe it. But I would go across the bands and hear all this stuff, and they broadcast in English, like Estonian broadcast in English. I think Voice of Russia broadcast in 30 languages. But I would listen to this and go, huh? Now, my dad was in a position where he could pick up the telephone, Carbide's Watts line, and he could call any country in the world which had a Carbide office. Says, what's going on there? Oh, what? There's no such thing going like this going on here. He would say, listen, the mainstream news had this report out of Singapore or whatever. This hadn't happened. He said it didn't happen. So, you see, I have grown up knowing that there's a whole lot of stuff. Now, right now, almost all countries in the world, except Venezuela, Iran, a few other countries, are under the Bankster control, so you don't get as much off shortwave listening. But we're talking ham stuff. Now, you just heard what you're listening to was the 40-meter band. It was 7185 kilocycles, kilohertz, whatever you want to call it. But you heard the noise. In between, you heard the transmission, the noise, the transmission. But those signals are hiding there. Now, okay, I have spoken of QRZ.com, ARRL.net, ARRL.org, I apologize, and QRZ.com, okay, EHAM.net. Those are index sites. It'll open you up to the whole world of ham radio. We're not going to spend too much time with this, but there are segments of the ham band which are which are dedicated to code, CW. There's a problem with code now. It isn't just you not learning it. And write this down if you want to learn the code. There's a free software out there, a wonderful gentleman in England. Oh, he's wonderful. G4FON. Do a search for a Morse code practicing thing, and you can listen to Morse code and learn how to copy it. It sends a signal out, pops a letter up on the screen. It uses what's called the Koch method, which is you introduce them to so many times, you start with two letters and go to three to four to five. It's if you want to learn code. But there is code, and that will get through come hell or high water, believe me. I know a guy in Charleston who worked 100 countries with 10 watts and used a window screen for an antenna. It sounds too unbelievable, but it's true. Of course, he stayed up all kinds of nights. He was in a wheelchair, and he had nothing better to do. But the bottom line is code does get through. But the main thing is, on the long haul, if you have a shortwave, if you want to just listen, you have a shortwave radio, which will receive single sideband, point. When you read through it, you'll find there's upper and lower sideband. Now, hams use lower sideband below 10 megacycles, upper sideband above 10 megacycles. It's just a tradition that was started. But you heard on my little ICOM 735, the single sideband, and when you're tuning single sideband, let me see if I can pop this up here again. Okay, well, anyway, when you're tuning sideband, okay, now we're talking. So it's kind of, you have to learn how to tune the silly things. But it is a situation where you tune and you can hear what's going on. Now, okay, I'm going to touch on the different bands. Okay, above 10 megacycles, 10 megahertz, whatever, works better daylight hours, below 10 evening hours. Now, it depends on how much noise you have is what you can hear. Now, I'm out in the middle of no freaking where. Oh, boy. And I have 500 feet of wire strung through the trees. It's called a full wave loop, 160-meter full wave loop. And it's about 20, 25 feet up in the trees. You use pieces of pipe for insulators for the antenna. It's just a circle. It's just 500 feet of wire strung through the trees. But I can listen out here in the middle of nowhere on AM broadcast. I can listen to Detroit, Cleveland, Atlanta, daytime. So AM is a wonderful thing if you're in a quiet location. But I'm going to touch on the bands. I'm going to go fast. Okay, there's a 160-meter band, 1.8 to 2.0 megacycles. Works great at night, good for regional communications. I can talk to the whole state, no sweat, with 100 watts. I'm not a big power freak. My radio can do 150, but okay, there's 80-meter band, 3.5 to 4. If you're, I hear the music.
Here we go. Here we go. Folks, we're going to go to another break. This will be our last break before our last segment. We have time for one more caller, 1-800-313-9443. Thank you very much for listening this fine Saturday afternoon.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
The Human Food Factor Show. If you don't care about freedom in America, you don't belong here. Back to the man with the mic, Howard Axtell.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street.
All right, folks, we're back again for the last segment of our show on the Human Food Factor Show with Jim Lavelle and
Ron Lewis.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I knew you'd remember. Now what's my name?
Howard
Axelrod. Fred. Fred.
Anyway, boy, that was a good caller. We were just talking about that FM transmitter. That's pretty slick. That'd work really good for the neighborhood, provided they were charged up and provided they were on. And
I'm so glad he called. Oh,
listening.
Yes.
That's terrific news. That's some pretty inexpensive prepping right there, folks. We've got his website here. It's www.castle, just like a castle, castlebroadcastingsystems.com. Might be a good one to check out. If you have questions, that'd probably be a gentleman that could help. If you have any other questions, you can always email us off our website at thehumanfoodfactor.com. If you'd like to see a history of what's going on and what's happened that has brought us to this place, how we got here, who brought us here, and why, go up to our website there, thehumanfoodfactor.com, and pull up the history lesson tab, and sit down and do some reading on that. That ought to open your eyes as to who knows who is involved with what, and it's all got all the references up there are excellent. You were saying?
Get back to Jim.
Okay, well, we need to get back to Jim now.
Get back to Jim.
Jim, okay, go ahead and cap her up, buddy.
Then we'll hit the caller. Okay, there's a 40-meter band, 7 to 7.3 megacycles. You can cover the whole state of West Virginia or Ohio or whatever, no problem with 100 watts daytime. There's the 20-meter band, 14 to 14.35 megacycles, megahertz, whatever. And there are a couple other little bands in there, too, but that basically is a bounce signal. On 40 meters, I have a pipeline to Cleveland, but halfway between here and there, not so good because it's a bounce signal. 20 meters, I have a pipeline to Chicago daytime. It's 14 to 14.35, 15 meters, 21 to 21.450, 10 meters, 28 to, can't remember, 29.7 megacycles. But they have all these different bands. It's a wonderful world of exploration. They work depending upon the year, the time of day, the propagation, meaning how it transmits, comes and goes. Now, no matter what your religiosity, it's a miracle. It's a God-given miracle. That you can sit there. I've talked to New Zealand on 100 watts. I've talked about 30 different countries on 100 watts, 150 watts. How far does light from a 100-watt light bulb go? Okay, I'll shut up. That's a whole world of discovery, but the most important thing is getting with your neighbors. What's most important to you? I'll shut up for a little bit. Please, where's our caller?
Our caller has, I believe he's left us.
All fool.
Hey, that's okay. We've got his website here. It's www.castlebroadcastingsystems.com.
Okay,
the perfect neighborhood deal. Let me ask you this, Jim. In that system that he's describing, that FM transmitter, does that mean that anybody can have a microphone plugged in and they can talk simultaneously on the same channel?
Bingo. It works under actually Part 95 of the FCC rules and regulations. I know it's a rule regulation statute, but it runs called micro broadcasting. And it is legal. Years ago, there were LPB, a company, low power broadcasting. They made a AM transmitters, some 4 watts, some 25 watts. They put one of them in a stadium, for instance, a football stadium, so you could listen to the play-by-play on your little portable radio in the stadium. They're low-power broadcasting. It's perfectly lawful, perfectly legal. It's a good idea. Look into it.
Tell you what. Thank you very much. Jim will probably have you on next week also, just to grease us through some more here. Good news. Folks, thank you very much for your indulgence. The Human Food Factor, Howard Axtell and Ron Lewis signing off. Have a great week, and thank you for listening.